I do get some sort of warning. I get, I feel shaky. It's and I don't feel right, and therefore I know that there's something wrong. And what I usually do then is to either go and eat something, or go and take a blood test, and find out what level the blood sugars are at. Now, I've had blood sugar levels go down as low as 1.8, which is extremely low and extremely dangerous. And it's this loss of sensitivity which causes the danger to you. Now, I never go out without, first of all, eating before I go out. Because that way I know that I should be safe. If I walk out down the road to wherever I want to go, or go to the shops or somewhere, I'm not going to collapse in the middle of some thoroughfare. So I can go out for the day. Like I went out the other day to London for a lobby, and I was perfectly okay because I'd done my insulin before I got on the coach to go. I'd eaten before I got on the coach. I take some food with me while I'm on the coach, and I eat while I'm on the coach. And on the return journey, I knew that I could do my insulin on the coach, and then eat again. So it really is a case of doing what you want and not letting it govern you. You can't do that. You can't let it govern you.